Hello there again, and welcome to the Citizenry Show with me, your host, Kugonza Munyaka. You can also catch our previous episodes here. On episode 1, we covered internal democracy in Uganda's political parties. Episode 2, we talked about the feasibility of the integration of the 6 East African countries while thoroughly documenting the wars and conflicts both within each country's borders and the spillovers into neighboring borders, not forgetting the quarrels of, for lack of a better word, between these sister states. We also dissected the economic practices of each country and concluded the episode with recommendations for the attainment of this goal of integration. In the last episode, episode 3, we talked about elections in Uganda, and we examined past elections since independence, and we looked at the quality of these elections. We examined if this electoral process can bring about a peaceful transition of power and a true fundamental change that the country surely desires, not forgetting all the fouls of these elections. And all this is interconnected because we are talking about the quality of governance in Uganda in relation to our immediate neighbors. Now, this episode, episode 4, which by the way marks the end of this season, season 1, we talk about the state of democracy on the entire continent. And you might notice that on this episode, I don't quote reports or throw statistics in your face, as one of the listeners, Katende Simon Peter, outrightly puts it when he DM'd me. On this episode, I sample the views of our listeners, the citizens, as the trailer of the show rightly puts it. And if you haven't listened to it, please scroll down and listen to it. The show is about how the citizens view current issues affecting society. And on every last episode of the season, we will be sampling some of those views. And before I introduce my guest for this episode, and by the way, he is a loyal listener of the show, I would like to thank all our listeners that take time out of their schedules to listen in to the show. And I appreciate the reviews and thoughts you give me about the show. And you too can comment and send in your views. And you can do that by leaving a voice comment below or DM me your views. So back to the guest of today's episode. His name is Kanabi Dennis, and he is a professional dentist. And let's listen in to what he has to say about the state of democracy in Africa.
About the state of democracy in the African continent, we can say, basing on a report issued by the Economics Intelligence Unit, EIU, the report was issued in January, the 23rd of January 2020. The report depicts that there's been a great decline in the democracy of these African countries, we can say. Democracy has had a great drop right from 2016 to 2018. Then we have seen a great decline from 2018 to 2019. From the surveys done, the different surveys done, it shows that basically there's a great decline due to the deterioration of our electoral processes, the electoral processes of the different countries. Many are making electoral reforms, and of course, if the electoral reform is being made by the incumbent regime, then of course they are making it to favor their own interests, and we shall, based on their political pluralism around, this is whereby we are having two different parties representing two different interests, whereby this side is representing another interest and the another side is representing another interest. So the two choose to share the power, but then how will such a government do what? Move on. We have seen likes of that in Libya. We have seen basically Libya, Sudan. We have seen the same thing. Basically, we can say the types of democracy that we have in Africa today, we can say we're having the flawed democracy, the full democracy, and the hybrid democracy. The full democracy is whereby at least people have a free say in whatever happens, and these countries that have a full democracy put in place a system that protects the interests of the people. And no matter who you are, either you're the president of the country, or the prime minister, it is not a matter of just changing that system. It's not like they can say, no, let's change this in our constitution. No, it is not meant to be changed because it is protecting the people. Then we have our governments with a flawed democracy, whereby they have they depict the democracy, but then there is minor suppression of the opposition. There's always minor suppression of the opposition in terms of holding free and fair elections, holding rallies, and the media, of course. The media, because in this type of thing, the media shows everything that is happening around. So at least there's a restriction to it that don't go beyond this. Then we have governments that belong to the hybrid democracy. This is whereby there's, I can't say total suppression, but at least whereby there's maximum suppression, I can say. Yeah, maximum suppression towards the opposition parties. This is whereby there are no free and fair elections held. The media, the critics, let's say the critics around, critics from the neighboring countries, all are suppressed. There's electoral fraud in such countries. There are political reforms made here and then. Even when there's no need to make the reform, reforms are made in this type of countries. So basically, you can say in a total survey done, including all the 54 nations of Africa, this study done in 2019 shows that only Mauritius has full democracy. Imagine, it is the only country having full democracy on the whole of the African continent. Yeah, and the rest fall in these other two categories. We have countries like Botswana, we have countries like South Africa, we have countries like Tunisia, Ghana, Lesotho, belonging to the flawed democracy, whereby The opposition still suppressed, though not completely suppressed, but it is suppressed. And then we have countries like our very own Uganda, we have our neighbor Kenya, we have Tanzania, our neighbor. These belong to the hybrid type of democratic governance, whereby we are having a camouflage of democracy. It is a picture of a democratic system, but in it is total suppression of the opposition, the media, the critics outside and inside are suppressed, and there are no free and fair elections. To be sincere, there are no free and fair elections, because there have been complaints in the previous 2016 election. Kanoke Zabesije came up to even go to court because of alleged vote rigging and what. Then in the 2011 elections, he even went ahead to announce himself as the president, showing that his calculations, his polling agents, what they showed him, the results they have, shows that he's supposed to be announced as president. But then that didn't happen. And of course, he was arrested for the act of doing what? Going ahead to announce himself as the president. So our neighbors, Tanzania, you've seen what is happening there. Elections are held, but then of course, because in Tanzania, the ruling party presidents have come twice, but all of them are coming from the ruling party, which shows that it is like they don't want to maintain the same person, but then they are bringing different people from the same side. Of course, that is representing the same interest. It is like the NRM now staging another candidate, then the candidate passes through. Still, it is the NRM staging its interests ahead. So that is the case in Tanzania. That's why it's also being categorized as a hybrid type of democratic government. We shall go to Kenya. It's the same story. Then we have our neighbors in the north. We have Sudan. Sudan is categorized as an authoritarian government. This is whereby the incumbent leader has all the powers to all the sectors of governance. He has the overall power. What he says goes. What he does not say does not stay. That is the same issue with Rwanda here. Rwanda is the same. It's the same system of government, the authoritarian type. Of course, the incumbent president is the one that decides it all. He has the overall say over everything. The same goes to our neighbors down in Burundi, the same goes to DR Congo, and it has been shown that DR Congo has the greatest, it tops the list of this authoritarian type of government system. Well, most of lots of laws, what. The system is basically made by the incumbents, and it is maintained that way. No way of overpassing it, no way of changing it. So, in conclusion, we can say that democracy in Africa is still on the weighing scale. Yeah, still on the weighing scale, because
and that is what Dennis thinks about the state of democracy in the continent. And you too can drop in your views and get to sample them, and people get to listen to them. And with that, thanks for listening to this episode, and see you on the next episode, next season. Adios.